Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with retired detective Phil Waters and Susan Constantine, who is an expert on human behavioral analysis. We're discussing the Adam Montgomery case. This is such a sad story where we have a little girl who suddenly goes missing for 2 years, but nobody realizes this until 2 years in after she's gone. There's so many bizarre failures on this part because CPS was monitoring it, supposedly, obviously not so much. And I think even more sad on this is it took 2 years. There was no family. There was no friends. There was no one that cared enough about this little girl to say, I think she's missing. And her dad was the one that was supposed to be taking care of her. Her own dad didn't do that. No one else did either.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's always been my question is where was everybody else when this child was gone for 2 years? Mm-hmm. What was going on there? This guy's a career correctional employee. And he's got the tats. He's in some sort of, I don't know who he's affiliated with, but he's got the little teardrop tat on his eye, which is signifying that he's taken a life somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. And and he's a liar. I mean, this guy is a despicable individual, and he's lied from the beginning and been uncooperative from the beginning. So, and this is a no-body prosecution if they move forward with the prosecution on the murder. So,
well, yeah, as of right now, I know they're starting to assume that this is a murder. My other thought on this was, was this a murder at all? If there's no body anywhere, the other horrible angle that could have taken place here is, did he sell her into trafficking?
Well, that's true too. But I think in cases like this, and I've worked cases like this.
Yeah.
I think the human trafficking thing, while it is a problem, you're not going to see it manifest itself in this particular environment. I mean, this is a guy who's got a little girl who has, in my opinion, the evidence leads that he has killed her. So I don't see, and it may have been, for all intents and purposes, I'm not going to say accident, but it may have been not his intent. He may have been beating her for whatever reason, she wet her pants, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he went over far beyond what he should have been doing. Yeah. And the result was that she died. So, and he's being the turd that he is, his first instinct is to dispose of the body and just don't say anything.
Sure.
And I'm, again, the failure here is, where were the other people in this little girl's life that didn't notice her missing for 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, the little girl was dealt such a horrible set of cards from day one of being born.
Right.
Susan, you've had a chance to take a look at some of the interrogation video and some of the video of officers questioning him. What did you take off of that in terms of body language and the way he was handling himself?
Well, there are so many indicators of deception that it's off the charts. So he's from beginning to end, from, you know, walking in there or sitting in there, and he's in this frozen position. I call it turtling, where his head kind of shrinks inside of his shoulders, and then he kind of pokes his head out a little bit. And then he kind of dominates with his elbows out, which is kind of power. So when I'm looking at his gesturing from the very get-go, I mean, he does show some grooming gestures, which is kind of rubbing his thumbs and all that kind of stuff, but not right at first. I mean, it's kind of frozen. He's very suspicious of what they're going to ask him, because why? I mean, he knows that he thinks that they have some intel, and he was right. So when you look at his demeanor, there's a lot of things that I saw, with grooming gestures to his hostile nature. He was not helpful. He never denied. He never denied the accusations. It was not focused on his daughter. It was more about him. And he kept using avoidance tactics, stonewall. I call it stonewalling. He gives him kind of the cold shoulder. He's just this distancing that he creates with his body language. He's also very guarded. So when you look at overall and kind of give you a little bit of insight, is like, there's not this overall arching, yes, you know, this is where he's being deceptive, because he actually is deceptive everywhere.
Yeah.
But you have to listen to what questions are asked him and watch his responses, plus understanding his baseline. And then you start linking things together, listening to the language, his tonality. He has a lot of anger in his voice. He's very defensive. That's not a person that wants to help or wants to find out about what happened to his daughter. Mm-hmm. He seems to be very defensive. So I saw a lot of contempt. That is that very condescending, kind of hostile. His characteristics. He also shows a lot of anger and disgust. And when you look at all of those three things, those are actually precursors to imminent violence.
I would have taken a different approach on the interview itself.
How so?
The interview clips that I've seen, the officers were just kind of direct with him. And the reason he stayed in there and talked with him as long as they did is he's fishing. He wants to know.
He was fishing. The whole time he was fishing.
He wants to know what they know. Yep. And then when he found out pretty soon which direction they were headed, that's when he said, hey, look, I'm done here. Mm-hmm. So I think the approach to the interview itself by the detectives could have been done a different way. It may have resulted in the same thing. Mm-hmm. He may have just gotten what he wanted to know and then lawyered up. But I think perhaps if there had been I would have approached it differently. I'll just put it that way. I would have approached it differently and hoped for a better result.
Yeah. He's a liar, confirmed liar. He looks like, and if they ever play any of those videos in front of the jury, they're going to see right through it. It's very evident. You don't even have to be a body language expert to see it. It's so obvious.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Bill Waters and Susan Constantine, thank you so much for your insight. If you like the podcast, press subscribe wherever you download it so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.